Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu. Thanks for listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we are mourning the loss of five people who were killed in the tragic accident. Six people that were killed, seven actually that were killed. And just an unexplainable event that happened yesterday. And part of what we're going to do is we're pivoting the show around to spend some time healing and healing yourself, healing and sending healing, love and light to the families that were lost, yourself, your friends, the people in Seattle, the world, for this kind of violence. And today we have Dr. Joyce Hawks, who is the author of Resonance. And she's going to be sharing with us a meditation.
Very happy.
So welcome.
On this auspicious day. And I'm going to share a visualization, a way of working with this that's actually in my first book, Cell Level Healing, The Bridge from Soul to Cell. Resonance has been recently released with more practices. So if that's something that touches you, there's resources there for you. So I encourage everyone to find a body position where they can be relaxed and not multitasking. It would take some time to be completely focused together as in this moment, and consider it an auspicious moment. This is a time of great tenderness where we've been touched. Then I encourage you to think about your own spiritual path, the place in your heart that connects spiritually, whatever tradition, name, visual, concept that might be. And just deepen there, relax into that heart space. Imagine these gorgeous images of galaxies. So far, the ones we know are all spirals full of hundreds of thousands, if not some trillion, stars. And bring the spin of that energy that's huge and universal around yourself. You might like to imagine a certain color. I love sparkly gold, but it might be purple. Whatever color comes to you, let that flow around you. And as you do that, try letting your breath go deep inside. When we're afraid, when we're grieving, the breath gets kind of shallow. Oh, try a good deep one with the image of spirals of light around you. Really, the only safety any of us have is in our connection with that which is larger, with the compassionate source of the universe, with the great emptiness, if you're Buddhist. Whatever that space is that's transformative and always healing, that's what you're in touch with now, in this moment. And now from that heart of compassion within yourself, allow that circle of blessing to expand. Imagine it spinning around the families of those who were killed, around the dear and close friends of those whose lives were ended yesterday. Around all who have watched the news and heard this and who are afraid, confused, angry, befuddled. Let the spiral come around them to bring the mystery of clarity and comfort. Not answers necessarily, but there is a mystery that can touch us for healing, even in these kind of circumstances. Then let that spiral expand to our state, to the nation, to our planet. And as you hold it there with the planet, begin to bring it close again. Pull it back closer and closer until it spins around you. There is your own private, sacred spot of healing. I encourage each one of us to not try and overthink this event. How did this happen? What could we have done? There's a time and place for that. This moment is one of appreciation for the lives that have touched us of those who have passed. A time of reflection on our own mortality. All of us leave our body at some time or other. I personally have had a near-death experience, and I approach each day as the day, the moment. Allow the sense of connection and compassion with those around you to expand with appreciation. You know, we get so busy sometimes, we forget that those that we love dearly are rare and sweet, and that we profoundly appreciate them. So there's some things that come through when mortality stops us, as this event in Seattle has. And we blossom and flourish again. We renew our own sense of commitment to our calling, to the way that every one of us can heal ourselves and each other.
Beautiful. It's funny because a lot of the things I've gone through over the last couple of days, because as I mentioned, Joyce and I were just talking during the break, we were literally blocks away. I was a block and a half away from where the event happened, like literally a minute after it happened, and Joyce was probably three or four blocks away from me, which is odd in and of itself. But, you know, I've gone through grieving, crying, and I think it does make you realize your own mortality and exactly the things that you mentioned, where you also have a great appreciation for life. And you think, you know, that could have been me. If I were there a minute before, that could have been me. And life is so short. And so, you know, take every moment of it and live it fully, because you never really know, because life is also fragile. And life is what it is. You can't protect yourself from everything all the time. And so I guess the thing that was so easy to go, but that I had to literally steer my way around from is, you know, don't go to a place of doubt. I mean, I think it's natural and expected, but it's very hard not to go to a place of doubt, but really trust and love and light. I think that those are when appropriate, really important things to kind of check into as well. So I love that meditation. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing your healing with us, which in your book, Resonance, it talks about 9 different pairs of qualities that we all have to lead to our health and vitality. And I found the book fabulous because it had a combination of science and spirituality. And so it's a high recommend for folks. And what I love is that at the very end of each chapter, Joyce goes into practice, much like we did now, for you to kind of tune in and get a direct experience for whatever the qualities are. So thank you, Joyce. And I appreciate you being so flexible and opening yourself up and your healing abilities to all of us. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And we might remember also that sometimes when you're in a place where something happens, there is a auspicious, there's that word again, placement that we were all affected in a tough way, but we're also there holding a sense of light and blessing, even if it wasn't totally conscious at the time. And you just have to trust that that perhaps allowed those who were shocked into death to make their transit to the light.
Mm. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
They could be stuck. I'm never in that neighborhood. I'm never. I'm so rarely over there.
Yeah.
Were several people in the restaurant who were all deeply touched, but also doing some kind of practice with it, as you were.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we get called in some funny ways sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, it is funny because I literally probably, I don't know what I did, but with those 40 people that are walking down the street, I'm like, turn around and go. I was the protector.
Yes.
And that's in scenario. So maybe that was my call to duty at that moment to find out what was going on and protect everyone.
Yeah. You know, and honor yourself with that. Like,
yes.
It's not like, whoa, I'm the big protector of everybody, but that aspect of myself and calling moved without thinking about it.
It did.
It's like, there you go. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So much gratitude to you. Thank you for your presence and your practice and your beautiful book. And folks can find, and you have a training that people can find out on your website, celllevelhealing.com.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes, excellent. I'll be doing a 5-day intensive in August at Omega Institute in upstate New York, and I'll be in Montreal before then. And so I encourage people, if they want more work in this field, just to check the website, celllevelhealing.com.
Great. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you, listeners, and I hope this healing helped you in some way, shape, or form. Okay, we'll be right back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.